Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. A special unit of Malta's armed forces has boarded a merchant ship, the Elie Blue One, alleged to have been hijacked by migrants and brought into the port in the capital, Valletta. Women and children have been taken off the vessel. Malta's Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, said all international rules will be followed as police investigate the incident. Here's James Reynolds.
It looks like the merchant ship rescued the migrants off the coast of Libya on Tuesday into Wednesday. The reports suggest that when the migrants thought the ship was going to return them to Libya, they took control of the boat and they started sailing north. And the nearest European country north is Malta. The Maltese special forces overnight boarded the ship, took back control of it, and then sailed it towards their own capital, Valletta. And that's where the ship is now. TV pictures show that three men, apparently migrants, have been taken off with handcuffs, suggesting that they may be the focus for a police inquiry. Those not involved in the hijacking may feel that it was worth it because they have made it to Europe.
The British government is renewing its efforts to save the Brexit deal negotiated by the Prime Minister, Theresa May, which has twice been rejected by Parliament. Further talks are expected with a key Northern Irish party, which says it will not support it. Alternatives to the deal failed to break the deadlock. Our political editor is Laura Koonsberg.
We are either looking at the Prime Minister going to Brussels and having to say, look, we need a long extension, or the country is seriously, seriously heading towards leaving without a deal. Because remember, there is a deadline here. And if this deal doesn't pass by the end of the week, it's not automatic that the EU will say yes to Britain's request, potential request for another delay. This couldn't really be more serious.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has welcomed Facebook's decision to block support and representation of white nationalism on Facebook and Instagram. She said these categories should always be considered hate speech. Facebook has come under pressure after a man live-streamed an attack on two New Zealand mosques, which killed 50 people. An 85-year-old Japanese man who said he'd been forced to confess to a murder he didn't commit has been released. Koko Miyata spent 13 years in prison following the stabbing of his friend. The judge in the Japanese city of Kumamoto found that there was no material evidence linking him to the crime. That's the latest BBC News.